Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Israel, these nuclear talks are going on right now, and Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, just love this lady. They say she has a spine of steel, but she's standing up for Israel, and I want you to hear right now CBN News speaking about these talks that are going on, which obviously that they are feeling very weary about these talks, and obviously so, when reportedly American government, the administration saying, ignore all of our allies in regards to Israel, when our Secretary of State, John Kerry, is telling our congressman to don't pay attention to anything the Israelis say. And the talks are going on. Listen, and the French are standing up boldly. As a matter of fact, listen up to CBN News, we'll be back.
World powers resumed negotiations today with Iran over its nuclear program. Israelis are concerned an agreement could allow Iran to make a nuclear bomb. But in recent weeks, Israel has found an unexpected ally in France. Here's Chris Mitchell now from Jerusalem.
Israel got a boost this week during a three-day visit by French President François Hollande. France stopped the last round of talks in Geneva when it refused Iran's terms. In a speech to Israel's parliament, Hollande said he would hold the line on sanctions.
It is now for Iran to respond, not just with words, but with concrete measures that are verifiable. And I affirm here that sanctions will be maintained until Iran has definitely removed its nuclear weapons program.
Hollande's speech was good news for Israeli leaders who feel an interim agreement would let Iran off the sanctions hook.
This is one of our concerns, that since this interim agreement is so good for Iran and so convenient for the Iranians, they are giving entirely nothing and getting a lot of reductions on the sanctions and legitimation as a threshold nuclear country.
This is the most frightening nightmare of all that we're dealing with in foreign policy.
U.S. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was in Israel this month and told CBN News it's the wrong time to go easy on Iran.
Just when economic sanctions are really working, we've got Iran exactly where they're about to have their back broken. They're down on their knees. And just when they're down on their knees, the Obama administration wants to pull all the pressure back. And they want to give Iran the space they need, in addition to the luxury of time, to finish their project of developing a nuclear weapon.
Bachmann believes Iran's nuclear program and its supreme leader, Khamenei, threaten both Israel and the West.
Khamenei will not only use a nuclear weapon against Israel, they will use it against any other Western civilization. They will use it against Europe. They will use a nuclear weapon against the United States of America. Don't think for a moment that they won't. They will. They seek the elimination of the United States just as surely as they seek the elimination of the Jewish state of Israel.
But Israel is not the only concerned country in the region. The Gulf states just across the Persian Gulf, and especially Saudi Arabia, see Iran as Israel does.
I think the evidence is undeniable that the Israeli and Saudi positions vis-a-vis Iran and the need to prevent a nuclear Iran and the deep concerns regarding the current direction of events in Geneva and in the negotiations, you know, the evidence of that is unmistakable. Israel and Saudi Arabia are on the same page vis-a-vis Iran.
In the meantime, Israel is campaigning against any agreement that would allow Iran to get a nuclear bomb. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Moscow this week to lobby Russian President Vladimir Putin. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is so important. When we're seeing what's taking place here is, thank God for Congressman Michelle Bachmann.
Yes.
But you can't help but see that our administration is totally going against any biblical worldview and a view when they're saying totally, reportedly, and you can see about it on the VFN Torch. We have the sources there. They're saying that ignore anything. This is what John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is saying. Ignore anything the Israeli would say.
Yeah. According to Fox News today, the president today is urging Congress and some of these folks that easy sanctions just to ease them right now. Just hold off. Don't do anything. Just hold off. This is just keeps
right.
going.
And you notice that, and we're trying to give a biblical worldview and focus, remember, on God and country in that order and Israel. We have to stand for Israel. There's no choice in regards to the eyes of the Lord that we become irrelevant when we don't stand for Israel. And besides, understand you want to stand for Israel. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Mm-hmm. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name is Israel. Israel is Jacob. And what you have is Esau, the other lineage that came through Hagar, everywhere else, either trying to come against, jealous to this day of Jacob and what's taking place. And so I just want to encourage you that we need to stand up and we need to pray for protection over Israel. We need to understand and not be naive for whatever reason. And I don't have anything other than what the Lord is telling me and what you see, the reports are coming out, but just the fruit of what's happening in our leadership, they believe their viewpoint that they can actually have some sort of logical dialogue with Lucifer and they can strong arm him or have a nice intellectual conversation with the Ayatollah, reportedly being said that it's going to all work out. Or by the way, they're for it. They're for the nuclear arming of Iran, and to be for that is to be against Israel and to be against America and against every Jew and Christian on the face of the earth, because they're openly against the infidel, which is somebody who's not in the context of that. And this is happening as we speak at this very, very moment, this very instance. This is taking place in the world, and the church is just silent. We talked about for years, maybe you didn't, but we talked about that when the Jews were being carried in trains to go to the concentration camps, the churches just ignored it actually taking place. They just kind of just whatever. And somebody said they just played their music louder because they heard the screaming in the trains. And it's like, which means there's such great deception at times like that, that could take place. But if we open our eyes and realize, wait a minute, this has always been the strategy of the adversary. This has always been Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy those made in the image and the likeness of God, which is human race. And he will use part of the human race to kill the other part of the human race, and then he'll kill the human race. I mean, it's just what he does. But Jesus came to give you life and to save you and to set you free. And standing for Israel, this is what he says. He says, if you bless Israel, I'll bless you. If you pray for Israel's peace, then you'll have peace in your life. But if you don't stand for Israel, God won't stand for you.
No.
If you don't bless Israel, whoever curses Israel, and right now, I mean, when our leaders that we chose in Washington, D.C., you can say what you want to, we're all Americans, we're one nation.
That's it.
They're cursing Israel. They're cursing Israelis when they say, don't listen to anything an Israeli would say. They're cursing Israel when they say, don't listen to any of our allies that talk the old wisdom over Israel.
And this makes no sense. When you look, this makes no sense unless you want to do Israel in.
Yeah.
We need to pray because they're saying the decision won't be made probably till after Thanksgiving break. But, you know,
that's when the healthcare was made on Christmas Eve. You know, when you know, this is the seducing season. This is when they kill people going after tennis shoes and lining up in lines and all the things that we've talked about in the past. And Christmas Eve is when they maneuvered the healthcare bill, which is a debacle. But it happened on Christmas Eve, and it happened unconstitutionally based on reports that if it's a revenue source, it has to originate in Congress. It can't originate in Senate. But it doesn't matter anymore. The truth doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what truth does matter. The Word of God. You need to get into the Word of God. Understand, if you stand for Israel, no matter what happens, if you stand for Israel and you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, you made him the Lord of your life, hey, you know, you're on the right side. Even if it doesn't look good in the eyes of men and it doesn't turn out well financially or physically, understand that you will be definitely rewarded, you know, for that.
Not
and
that.
This is the big thing, you know, when all nations are turning against Israel, as prophetically would happen, it's happening so quickly that you almost can't even wrap. This is what we've had this segment, and hopefully it's a related segment. You can hear it when this young lady, she was 12 years old, and she was a Jew, and they were taking everybody to these camps, and they had them on these cattle trains. And this is what she said over and over again. It was surreal. It was surreal. It was surreal. It was surreal. And I believe the title of that particular segment is like, "It's real, sir. It's the real deal."
Mm-hmm.
But she just couldn't. You just don't want to believe these things are real. But that's just naive. You know, we've got to realize the evil is there today, and you can't negotiate with evil. You have to just stand for God. And just let good deal with evil, which would be God, and pray for our leaders. But right now, and for some reason, the Congress too, by the way, I believe they're for Israel. They're for Israel. If you took a vote right now, they would stand up probably 100, at least, you know, 98% of them maybe would sign resolutions saying stand with Israel.
Yeah.
But it's like we've lost, and it could be the fact that the Congress is sold out, you know, for all the stuff and the things and taking the bait, that they're silent. They're not saying a thing.
Mm.
And Israel weighs in the, I mean, the perception of Israel weighs in the balance. God's going to defend Israel, but you don't want America to be on the wrong side of that equation. And a biblical perspective of this, a biblical worldview is we are in the end times. We are in end times right now. This is not the day when you had to ride a horse and you had a spear or an arrow or a slingshot. This is a day that you have nuclear powers that you can push a button and annihilate. I mean, Israel at its widest point is 60 miles wide, approximately 60 miles wide. So you think about this. Russia has nuclear weapons already. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to Russia right today, I believe, to be able to talk to him about. I mean, he's having now to go instead of he used to go to America.
Wow!
Now he's actually going to Putin.
Oh, according to Forbes, most powerful
man in the world.
I mean, that's
the president
that's
turned over
now.
Our president. America turned over the leadership of the Arab League to him, and who offered to finance a war with Assad, which is where Putin's at with his bases and all. And it's like now Israel's having to go to Gog and Magog, to Rush, to seek support in regards to these talks going on. Which is, think about this, it's what have we done? The cause Jacob to have to go to the president of Russia. And this is not good. It could turn around, but the question is, will we have time? It looks like this. It looks like a justice movement is coming. It's a Zedekiah justice movement, which means we didn't listen, and God's going to put things back in order, but it's not going to be a pretty situation, and you got to hold on. As David Wilkerson said, even the most righteous man is going to be so broken, and that's not me, you know, or it's not
me.
Ain't us, so we're really going to be broken. And it's going to be like Ziklag for us. But if we hold on, then God will restore us and he'll build us. It's going to be real tough, you know, what's coming our way. But God is just, and he is the one who justifies. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.